As celebrated as blues music is, it does come from hard times, and many blues musicians never escape them. In North Carolina, Tim Duffy created the Music Maker Relief Foundation to find and help support old blues musicians. NPR's Alex Chadwick has the story.
There's a part of this country that Tim Duffy calls Deep America. It's Southern culturally, but not necessarily geographically. Southerners migrate and take their culture with them. All that soulful regret and glorious music. The part of Deep America Tim Duffy knows best is where he lives now, North Carolina.
It's all over the place. They say in Winston-Salem, if you drive through Highway 52, you'll see East Winston over there where all the housing projects are. But if you drive through there, you can't get into those doors.
He was trained as an anthropologist and musician. A dozen years ago, he kept hanging around Deep America, despite the closed doors and cop hassles.
They thought I was buying drugs down there or something. And soon I learned the language and the skills and the ways of communicating. And so the word gets around, so doors would open up for me.
And when they did, this is what he heard and later recorded.
I've got the key to the highway, building down in, out to go.
That's the late blues musician known as Guitar Gabriel. Mr. Duffy met many other old blues artists like him. Some sang, some played guitar or piano or horn. There were lots of differences among them, but they were all broke.
I would spend every month and pile like seven of these old entertainers in my van and go to the pawn shop, cash their checks, go pay their light bills. You know, if you can't afford your prescription medicine and your beans to eat, how you could think about playing music.
Which is how a man who used to study folklore and who did 5 years of fieldwork in Africa wound up creating a blues musician relief foundation, albeit a pretty modest one.
Say if someone like doesn't have money for their car insurance that month, maybe we can help with a small bill like that, or someone needs glaucoma medicine and no way their SSI check can cover that $200 a month medicine. We'll say, hey, for the next 3 years, you're going to get a check every month for $200 to help with that bill. Or someone wants a new instrument, a piano or a guitar, we can arrange for that.
In 10 years, the Music Maker Relief Foundation has raised more than $1 million from contributors big and small. They've helped more than 100 musicians. Some with regular support, others just a now and then.
We have a series of shows coming up for Cootie Stark, and he loves to dress really nice. So we make down to the point where Cootie knows he has a style and suit for his upcoming shows this weekend.
How do you find people?
Well, I started here in Winston-Salem through Guitar Gabriel, met a whole host of folks. Then I started driving to small southern towns on the map and asking around. A lot of people find us, and absolutely sad too many people find us, and I really can't help everybody, but a lot of the people have been wonderful.
Surely the money has mattered a lot, but probably as important, the foundation helps people get their music out. It issues CDs and cassettes, like the recent release called Outsider Lounge Music. It features cool John Ferguson on guitar and vocals by Captain Luke.
Meant to love you. Didn't you know it, baby? Didn't you know it?
Why well, my name is Luther Mayer. I'm from Greenville, South Carolina. I brought here since 1940. I got started here singing with Guitar Gabriel, and they started calling me Captain Luke. And that's where I got the name Captain Luke from.
Captain Luke is one of the musicians helped by the foundation. He got to Winston-Salem in the 1950s. Back then, instead of real nightclubs, a lot of people played at neighborhood drinking houses, places with a couch and a kitchen and a circle of friends.
I met with some guys that sang in quartets. And so I got in with them, and I was a basser for them. And so when they broke up, I got in with Guitar Gabriel, then I started singing blues, the same voice, you know, bass voice.
Find what you want, girl, and keep it. Treat it sweet and kind. Oh, yeah.
just running, going from house to house, you know, doing the blues by ourselves, just me and Gable.
Well, what was that? What was that like? You all would just go from one of these drinking houses to another one, yeah. Meeting with your friends and performing.
Yeah, just having fun. Yeah, just having fun playing. You know, might get a few drinks, might get a few dollars. You know, somebody at one house might say, "Y'all got these guys up here playing. They're gonna give them nothing. So just take Gable's hat off and they start throwing dollars, so 50 cents, a quarters, in the hat, like that."
And that must have been fun.
It was fun, but it's more fun now because we get to go somewhere outside. We get to go someplace now outside, right around in the city.
There are now 20 Music Maker albums. Probably all of them are by people most of us have never heard of and never would hear of were it not for the foundation. It's the CDs that really work, says Tim Duffy. These musicians are performing again, they start getting heard, and they start making money.
A little bit can make a big difference. There's an artist in Chicago that calls me every year in January because gigs dry up after the holidays, and he has a hard time paying the rent on his boarding house. So once a year, I send him $400 to help him get through the month of January. It makes me feel good that such a small amount of money can make such a big difference in somebody's life.
The president of the Music Maker Relief Foundation, Tim Duffy, and with people like Cool John Ferguson and Captain Luke, he can expect to go on making a difference for a while to come.
I still got my voice. Yeah, as long as I got my voice, I'm going to keep on doing it.
Blues singer Captain Luke, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.
Oh, darling.